Following 2 years of community input, the Peduto administration Tuesday evening unveiled the city's first eco-innovation district plan with the aim of addressing the challenges and opportunities facing the Uptown and West Oakland neighborhoods. 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin spoke with Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto.
What is an eco-innovative district?
Well, it's something that we want to be able to get to for every neighborhood, but we were able to get some funding and a lot of concentrated effort for Uptown and West Oakland. And looking at this area and saying, how does the community want to see it develop? What should be the factors that go into that? And then how can we do it in a way that really ups the environmental aspects of that development? How can we make it so that things that have been constant problems of air pollution, of overflow with every time it rains hard, of other types of stresses that have happened to this part of the city, how can we see the development occur in a way that would solve those? How do we build a community for all, making sure that the people that have gone through the bad times will be there for the good times?
So how was Uptown West Oakland selected?
It was looked at through the city planning department together with the neighborhood itself. But we understand that there's going to be a lot of change that's going to be occurring very rapidly in this area, mainly through the development of a bus rapid transit system that will go through that neighborhood. We also see the stresses that are happening as we're starting to see the Hill District develop and Oakland continuing to develop. And instead of having this neighborhood get squeezed, we wanted to be able to see it flourish in a way that it wanted to develop.
What are the most doable things in terms of the finances, in terms of a timetable?
I think what we'll see is the public realm issues being dealt with first. In other words, the streets, the sidewalks, planting of new trees, green solutions to issues such as combined sewer overflow. So the financing of that will come from multiple sources. As we look at the BRT system, we'll incorporate the Eco Innovation District plan into it. So we'll be raising the money for the BRT while at the same time including the public realm improvements along 5th and Forbes into the plan. Think about like the area down by the Birmingham Bridge, where it's just vast open land where we could actually be able to hold stormwater and where flooding could be remediated.
When we hear development, we hear such plans, we tend to think of the major corridors. Tell us how this can go beyond what's happening on 5th and Forbes.
It really has to fit into it. So what the community wants to see is a development along the major corridors that complement the neighborhood. It's what everyone wants to see, right? You want to be able to have businesses that are there that you can walk to that help to sustain your life. So the development along those major corridors will not simply be for people to look out the windows as they drive by, but for people to be actively involved. They'll be created on a more human scale than an automobile scale. So instead of just seeing the roadways as parking and travel lanes, you'll see bike lanes, you'll see bus lanes, you'll see narrowing at intersections where people can walk across the street safely. We've lost a lot of that perspective that this is a neighborhood. And what the folks who live in these neighborhoods of West Oakland and Uptown want to see is the ability to get those public areas and to be able to make them more of a community once again.
Do you have another neighborhood or two that sort of you'd like to move on to next?
There's about 89 other neighborhoods I'd like to be able to do this with. But I think that when we start to see pressures being placed on neighborhoods where they could change, Larimer and Garfield are two areas where I expect that there will be continued investment in. We have a lot of land that is city-owned in both of those neighborhoods where we can create really great models of green infrastructure that can be an enticement to people to want to live there.
Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.